This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, August 21st. Well, market volatility was certainly a factor in Monday wheat trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat also fell today. The Russian shipment restrictions are still unclear. And because of that, we really took back everything that we gained on Friday. So it's really adding some pressure. Today's drop really kind of lets us know about how volatile these markets are. And certainly wheat was the one that was leading the way. So we're going to watch that closely. Tomorrow could be a turnaround Tuesday all the way across the board. In spite of the fact that the U.S. dollar index was lower today, we thought it might give these markets a little bit of lift. It didn't really come today, but very possibly tomorrow.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 18 and a quarter at 542 and a quarter. September corn was down 2 and a quarter at 363. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 628. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were down 17 and three quarters, ranging from 647 and a quarter to 657 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down 14 and a quarter, ranging from 679 and a quarter to 694 and a quarter. Live cattle for August were down 35 cents at 109.17 and a half. August feeder cattle were down $1.32 and a half to 149.77 and a half. And August Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1502.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.